Horace's Vanishing Trick. Horace was a dog. He had no collar, and he had no home, and worst of all, he had no food. He wandered from dustbin to dustbin, searching for scraps of food. Wherever Horace went, he carried a large, tattered bag full of dry bones. When he could find nothing better, he would munch sadly on a dry bone, trying to imagine it was a big, juicy steak. One gloomy Monday, Horace was sniffing round when he saw the open door of a butcher's shop. A delicious smell was coming from inside. Horace crept to the door and looked in. There was no one in sight.
"Ho, ho,"
he said to himself, licking his lips. He padded silently into the shop and just happened to find a large tray of bacon. "Mmm, delicious," said Horace when the tray was empty. Then he just happened to find a large tray of chops. "Mmm, delicious," said Horace when the tray was quite empty. He was looking about for more when suddenly he heard footsteps. Quick as a flash, he slid beneath the sausage-making machine. Mr. Joint the butcher walked into his shop and stopped short. Something was missing.
"I thought I sliced a tray of bacon," Horace snuffled quietly to himself.
Then Mr. Joint saw the second empty tray.
"I'm sure I cut some chops, but I can't have done. Oh, well, I'd better get on with the sausages,"
Horace sniggered to himself. Mr. Joint switched on the sausage-making machine and put some pork into it. Round went the pork, whizzing past Horace's hungry nose. It came out at the other end as a string of sausages. Mr. Joint put in some more pork. Just as it went past Horace's nose, he grabbed it and gulped it down. "Delicious." Mr. Joint waited for the sausages to come out.
"That's strange."
He put in more pork. Horace ate that too.
"This is ridiculous," said Mr. Joint, putting in more pork.
Horace gobbled that up as well. Mr. Joint eyed his machine suspiciously.
"If the next lot doesn't come out, I'll have to investigate."
"Oh dear," thought Horace. "If he investigates, he'll find me, and I shan't have any more to eat. And I'm so hungry."
Then he had an idea.
"Oh, of course."
Mr. Joint put some more pork into the machine. As it passed by, Horace quickly ate it and pushed in a dirty old bone.
Out it came, as a bone sausage.
Mr. Joint stared in amazement, while Horace giggled quietly to himself. In went another piece of pork. Out came another bone. In went the meat. Out came a bone.
"It's crazy," cried Mr. Joint. I must be seeing things. Am I mad?"
Under the machine, Horace tried to stifle his giggles and splattered into his shaggy paws.
"Do I hear somebody laughing?" asked Mr. Joint angrily. He peered under the machine.
There was Horace, gazing back with a guilty expression on his face.
"And who are you?"
"I'm Horace. I'm a dog."
"I can see that. What do you think you're doing under my sausage-making machine?"
Horace blushed.
"Well, I'm a meat tester."
"A meat tester?"
"Yes, I test meat. I eat it to see if it's all right."
"Your meat's all right. Very nice, in fact. Good enough to sell."
But you've eaten it all, wailed the butcher. How can I sell it if you've scoffed it all?
I had to test it, didn't I? You can't sell it unless it's tested.
Mr. Joint sighed.
I suppose you've tested my bacon as well.
Oh, yes, very good indeed. But cut the slices thicker next time.
Mr. Joint was turning a deep purple.
You thief, meat stealer, bacon snatcher!
Horace crouched under the machine. And when the butcher finally ran out of names to call him, Horace quietly said,
I can mend your machine for you.
What do you know about my machine?
Throwing out old bones, isn't it? That's bad. Still, I might be able to help.
Horace pretended to look under the machine and fiddled with some screws. At last he reappeared, smiling.
That should do the trick. Try it now.
Mr. Joint put some pork into the machine and waited at the other end. Out came the sausages, ready to sell. He put in more pork, and out it came as sausages.
I don't know what you did, but my machine works better than ever.
He reached down and patted Horace, and suddenly felt how thin the dog was.
Why, you poor thing! I can count all the bones in your body. No wonder you ate my mince. Come and have some more.
The astonished Horace was offered plates of steak and kidney and liver. He stuffed himself silly while Mr. Joint watched. In fact, Mr. Joint decided that he liked Horace so very much that he invited Horace to stay. And that is exactly what Horace did. Now Mr. Joint always cuts his bacon into much thicker slices than he did before. Oh, 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 oh.